بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ان الدنيا حلوه خضره، وان الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون، فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء، فان اول فتنه بني اسرائيل كانت في النساء. رواه مسلم. ابو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verily this world is sweet, it's green, it's appealing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you His vicegerents therein. And Allah is looking at how you will appropriate this trust, what actions you are going to do. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned us. He said, فَاتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا. He said, beware of this dunya, fear this dunya, fear this world. Don't let its love and its attachment become an obstacle to you in your deen, destroying your deen and your akhirat. And the second thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, he said, وَاتَّقُ النِّسَىٰ. He said, fear women. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَىٰ. He said that the first fitna of the Bani Israel occurred with regards to women. The first aspect of this hadith, that of where the caution is given of abstention from the love and immersement in this dunya, we've discussed with quite a bit of detail. The second aspect is the caution Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us with regards to women. And to reiterate this caution, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the first fitna and the first test that occurred in the Bani Israel was with regards to women. What this is referring to, ulama kiram have given, they say perhaps it is a reference, because it is not mentioned in the riwayat. They say perhaps it is a reference to the fitna of Harut and Marut, which occurred amongst the Bani Israel. This is a lengthy incident which is mentioned in Surah Baqarah. Some ulama of the opinion that it refers to the fitna that occurred with Balaam bin Ba'ura. These are both famous incidents that have occurred, that are mentioned in Quran also, and are mentioned in detail in other ahadith. So at this juncture we won't go into that detail. What is important is the caution that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us with regards to women. And the word taqwa is used. The word, in fact, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of the fitna of women. In one hadith it comes, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي فِتْنَةً أَضَرَّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have not left behind me any fitna, any test, any trial, any tribulation that has the potential to become more harmful to you. There is no fitna that is more harmful upon men than that of women. Ulama mentioned that what is referred to here is when we flaunt the laws of Sharia with regards to fraternizing, with regards to the intermingling, and with regards to the contact with women. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran one basic principle, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah does not say that zina, fornication, adultery is prohibited, it's haram. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't go anywhere near zina. Anything that will make this a possibility, from the root Islam has cut it off, that it is haram, don't even go near it. In other words, total complete segregation between men and women is what Islam advocates. Unfortunately, we are living in an era, or we are living in a period, we are living in a society where constantly the forces of batil are making this effort to try to trivialize these laws of Sharia, and to try in some way or another to create a situation where intermingling of men and women take place. If you look at our schools, look at our universities, we look at our functions. In fact, I'm digressing. If you take, for example, a walima function, what is a walima function? A walima function is something that is sunnah. It's something that is advocated for what? That nikah is half of our deen. Nikah is half of our iman. And in order to celebrate that, Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with this great ni'mah, half of your deen, half of your iman. In order to celebrate that, we are given a walima function. Today, if we look at our walima function, where every law of Sharia is broken with regards to separation of men and women, music takes place. Nowadays, certain pamphlets, we see the Jamiat has issued, certain emails are going around where certain walima functions, now Bollywood dancing is taking place, parties are taking place,
If one has to attend some of these gatherings and you look at the manner in which our women folk are dressed and what goes on in these ceremonies or in these gatherings, it is not only are we breaking the laws of Sharia, we are in fact inviting the wrath of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are like challenging Allah in the manner in which these functions are taking place. And what is even worse is analyzing. What are we doing? We are saying to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are saying to Allah that I am celebrating half my iman, half my deen with what? With a gathering like this, with every law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala being broken. One basic principle we are taught, that as long as intermingling will occur, as long as we will open the door to this, to allowing men to mix with women, automatically the next step is zina will become arm. Automatically the next step is that haram will become arm. Shariat has given us two basic things. One, separation between men and women. Don't allow this intermingling to take place. And secondly, if we have to come in contact, if we have to come in contact with someone, a male with a female, what is the next command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believers, lower your gaze and thereby protect your chastity. Unfortunately, one is gatherings like this that are taking place where the laws of Sharia are flaunted, and what is even worse is this attempt, is this drive to make this halal, to trivialize the laws of Sharia. I remember many years ago when our Jamaat was in America, we were given dawah to one person's house. It was the evening meal. The entire Jamaat went. And normally, when you invite a dini delegation, in whatever manner you are breaking the laws of Sharia, you tend to try to conceal that. A lot of times, sometimes you hear the knock of the Jamaat at the door. What happens is that shaitan box is there in the sitting room, but somebody will take one chadar, one cloth, place it over it. If you've got some photographs lying around, the person is, his dini consciousness will cause him to conceal all that. Why? Because he realizes, okay, I'm doing something, it's wrong, it's haram, let me not be open about it. This is a dini delegation that has come. So likewise, this person wanted to present a positive dini outward. He wanted to outwardly show his dindari. This Jamaat is invited. We go for this dawat, and in this meal a conversation starts. He starts talking about his 21-year-old daughter. Muslim person is talking about his Muslim daughter. He says, my daughter is the journalist for an Islamic magazine in her university. And in order to show some dini achievement, he brings this magazine and he shows it to us. On this magazine, I can remember this was many years ago, the front page, Surah Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Fatiha. In the bottom, some hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in between, a picture of this person's daughter and three other students at that university, two males and another female with their hands around each other. And they had an Arab scarf, that famous red striped scarf, they had it on, and some comment about, look at these teenage youngsters, how they are enjoying themselves. Now this was an Islamic magazine, Surah Fatiha on top, hadith in the bottom, and this type of picture. So this is where the real danger has occurred. What danger? This ability of us even distinguishing between what is halal and haram. This attempt, for example, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bukhari Sharif Hadith, a scenario is presented to the Ummah. What is the scenario? Imam makes a mistake in namaz. Perhaps he was supposed to sit in tashahud, he woke up one extra rakat he made a mistake in salah. Now imagine the scenario of salah. In those days, women were in the masjid, they were in the back. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, At-tasbihu lirijal. If one of the musallis, the male musallis, becomes aware that the imam has made a mistake, he's supposed to say tasbih, subhanallah. If a female becomes aware in the masjid in that condition, she's not even allowed to say subhanallah. Her voice is awra, her voice is something to be concealed. Even in that juncture, what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, At-tasfiqu lin-nisa. If the woman becomes aware, she must clap her hand. Her voice has the potential for fitna. Alluring tones of a woman, we are told in Quran also. This creates, though in those hearts where there is sickness, ya nisa al-nabi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam orders the wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not go in public and do not speak, wala tafdana bil qawl. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah says, do not speak in alluring tones. Why? Because there are some people in whose hearts is bimari, is sickness. If they are going to hear your voice, they are going to get tempted towards fitna, towards breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a beautiful, we have a pure sharia. And basically when it comes to this question of men and women, Islam advocates separation. Islam advocates not allowing intermingling. And if we come into contact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no male is in contact with a female. No male is alone with a female, except that the third is shaitan. In other words, avoid these things. And more importantly, don't try and make this halal. I remember when our Jamaat was in Canada, we met some youngsters in the university. They were telling us, one youngster told me, he says, Maulana, if we lower our gaze with the Muslim sisters, with the Muslim students in the university, we are labeled as sister haters. We are labeled as sister haters. In other words, those that are practicing on Sharia today are considered to be those who are going against Islam. There is a fitna, there is an attempt to make what is totally haram, there is an attempt to make it halal. This is where we have to be very, very careful. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is warning us, فَتَّقُوا nisa. He said, fear women. Fear women in this sense. There is no greater asset that you can have. No man can have a greater asset than a pious wife. A woman is someone that can take you to Jannah. On the other hand, if you will ignore the laws of Sharia when it comes to interconnecting with women, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, fear them. Why? Because the first fitna that took place in Bani Israel was amongst women. Allah give us tawfiq.